Welcome to Module 2 of the Actualize Operating System with Ken Wilber. This module contains the first of our 5 core installations. Recall that in our opening module, Ken shared the idea of the psychoactive operating system, which speaks to the fact that our brains are malleable. This neuroplasticity allows us to change our thoughts and behavior as we download this new operating system. Now we are starting in on installation number 1, accelerating your evolution, where Ken will outline the 7 primary levels of development that humans go through in our lives, which are mirrored in the arc of human history and cultural development. As we begin to see our individual lives as a process of development, we also see our culture and the world we live in as participating in the same process. And we can begin to tap into potentials and capacities that may have been dormant in us for a long time. By getting a clearer sense of where you are in your development, you open the door to greatness and the illumination of our highest capacities. We'll let Ken explain.
Well, one of the things that we have been concerned with, simply because we find that it's a concern that people tend to have in general, is how can an individual express the greatness that they intuitively understand that they have? And they know it's there, and they feel it strongly, and yet somehow things just seem to be blocking it a little bit. Something's not quite right. Something's not working as smoothly as it should be. And what we found as we have looked at every major map of human development that humans have created going back 50,000 years, we've put these all together to create this overall comprehensive map. And so one of the things that we found, one of the problems with people that are concerned not only about how to express their greatness, but how they are doing in virtually any area of life. How are they doing in their job? How are they doing in their career? How are they doing in their relationship? How are they doing in their marriage? How are they doing raising kids? How are they doing having fun? And part of the problem has been that humans have capacities and characteristics and strengths and intelligences that they were unaware of for most of their life on Earth. And that in some ways, it's only recently that we have discovered the full range of potentials and possibilities and capacities that human beings have. And the first principle that came out of that is that you can't become as great as you could become if you don't know about the possibilities that are going to allow you to become great. If you're not aware of all of these intelligences and these techniques and these possibilities, how on earth can you act on them? Well, the answer is you can't. And if you're not acting on all of these factors that are going to make you great, how can you be great? And the answer is you can't. So what we want to do is, by looking at all of the possibilities that humans have, and we do that by comparing all of the maps, we put them all on a table, and we say, okay, here are the talents, the capacities, the intelligences that human beings have. And what we've been shocked to find is that very, very few people know about all of the various capacities and intelligences and dimensions and perspectives that they have available to them. And it's actually shocking in a certain sense, because as you look through them, and this is, of course, what we'll be doing in the coming weeks, it's almost alarming that people aren't aware of these because they make such a huge difference in how we see our world, how we operate on it, how we understand it, how we interpret it, and how we are capable of actually engaging it to our fullest possible capacity. And so one of our mantras that you'll hear over and over and over and over again till you're just sick of it is you can't become great, you can't excel in anything if you don't know the tools that are there that you can use in order to do it. So if you're sitting there, you know, trying to build a house and you don't know about hammers, saws, etc., you're not going to do very well building a house. And it's the same thing with human tools. We are born with an extraordinary range of these things. And very, very few people know about them, even though the actual research that's been done on them is overwhelming. So we want to take just a few minutes and run through some of the really central levels that humans have, because you can think about these as tools. And as a matter of fact, one of the great developmental psychologists, Jean Gebser, said that the subject of one level of development becomes the tool of the subject of the next level. The point here is when that subject becomes object, it becomes something that can be used. It's a tool. It actually is a capacity that can be used to get something done.